My name is Jody Swan. I moved in August of 1963 and started to work for the USGS in December of 1963. The office was just a buzz, and it was after dark in December. Everybody was still working like that's what they always did, which surprised me. So finally, I saw this man coming down the hall in pretty rumpled Levi's and an old flannel shirt, and I thought, we'd better get out of here. The janitor's here. Well, it turned out that was Gene Shoemaker. And that's when we started the interview. And I applied, and I got the job, and it was the luckiest time in my life. I went down to what they called the Kennedy Space Center then for two of the Apollo launches in Florida. One thing I noticed is, I guess it's the percussion or the pressure from liftoff. You feel a pressure in your chest, and you forget to breathe. And all of a sudden you realize, I guess I better take a breath. It is an amazing event. And then when you know the people in the rocket, especially 17, when Jack Schmidt was one of our good friends, it's pretty intense. The flights took place between 1969 and 1972. That's not a very long time in your life. But at the time, it was all-consuming for those of us working in it. Interpreting the results and writing papers on the last mission, getting ready for the current mission, and preparing for future missions was just, that's what we did.
My name is Ray Jordan. I'm retired from the U.S. Geological Survey, astrogeology branch now for about 25 years. So it's quite an interesting job. When I was at a mapping convention, I saw this strange looking colored geologic map of the moon, and I went over and looked at the legend of it, and it was made by the U.S. Geological Survey astrogeology branch in Flagstaff, and I thought, wow, that's what I want to do. Well, when I came here, there was one spacecraft sitting on the surface of the moon, so my job was to provide topographic information from that one camera sitting on the moon. So I was at JPL during the missions in the control room to provide real-time topographic support. One of the missions that was compared to like screaming down your driveway at 60 miles an hour and stopping just in time to miss the backside of your garage. So it was exciting. I think the whole world was excited, and at least initially. I was drafted in the Army in the early 60s, and there's a Vietnam War going on and all kinds of other very unpopular stuff. But when Apollo landed on the moon, I mean, everybody around the world can see the moon, and Armstrong and Aldrin weren't just Americans. I mean, they were human beings from the planet Earth that had left Earth and were walking in another body. And that felt really good. It felt good to be working on that project, and it felt darn good to be an American.